KHNS News is your connection to relevant issues and happenings in Haines, Skagway, and Klequon. But we're more than just your local news. We also collaborate with other Southeast public radio stations to keep you informed of regional issues that affect us locally. We bring you these wider-reaching stories along with local news to help our community make connections here and beyond. We do our best to keep you informed, enlightened, and entertained. And we couldn't do it without your support. Thanks for making KHNS News your news. Wedding bells for a Haines couple makes history, and opponents come out against the Juno Road Project. It's a KHNS local news. I'm Margaret Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. Has Alaska same-sex couples filed for marriage licenses on Monday, they expected to have to wait until Thursday to wed. The state requires a 3-day waiting period. But in smaller communities where couples file for a marriage license with their local courts, magistrates have the power to waive the 3-day waiting period. And that's what happened in Haines on Tuesday when Phyllis Sage and Joanne Waterman were married by Magistrate Judge John Hutchins on a rare sunny day. Sage and Waterman had celebrated earlier in the week on Sunday when federal Judge Timothy Burgess ruled Alaska's ban on same-sex marriage was unconstitutional. The couple was cautiously optimistic that same-sex couples would actually be able to marry before the state's appeal of the decision was decided. Over a bottle of champagne with two friends, they talked about wedding plans, likely many months away. But then news of weddings in Barrow and Ketchikan circulated. Waterman called Hutchins on Tuesday morning. He said he could marry them that afternoon. She called Haines jeweler Fred Shields to fast-track a gold band, and then she called Sage and said the wedding was on.
And, of course, I said, sure, yes, it's a beautiful sunny day. I will marry you anywhere you want in Haines.
The couple has been together 13 years. They live together, operate a bed and breakfast, and own property together. They had a private commitment ceremony a few years ago, and they've talked about getting married in another state. So it wasn't a rush decision, according to Sage.
We've got some staying power.
Like the magistrates in Barrow and Ketchikan, Magistrate Hutchins waived the 3-day waiting period usually required for marriage licenses. It's a provision in state statute that allows the waiver if waiting the 3 days would result in undue hardship. The language is open for interpretation, but Hutchins wrote a 2-page legal opinion justifying his decision. He writes that having lived together for many years and sharing a home and business, Sage and Waterman have not been afforded the privilege of a legal marriage and have been denied equal protection of the laws married couples get, including employee benefits, property succession, and making medical decisions for each other. The latter is important, Hutchins writes, because Sage is undergoing routine but major foot surgery in a few weeks. At the end of his opinion, Hutchins quotes passages from sample wedding ceremonies from the Alaska courts, writing, Joanne and Phyllis asked the court to allow them the equal protection of the law so that they may legally exercise spousal rights to strengthen each other in all labor, minister to each other in all sorrow, and share with each other the good things in life. Waterman said Hutchins' opinion encapsulates the reason she and Sage wanted to get married as soon as possible.
It's a hotbed issue politically and spiritually for religious groups. And for us, it's a declaration of our love for each other. And then you have the legal level of that to where now we have the same rights as, you know, men and women who get married. And so it's a twofold thing for us. It's being able to publicly recognize our love and our commitment to each other, and then to be afforded the same rights.
Hutchins says he wrote the opinion because there is a chance the marriage could be challenged, depending on how the courts rule on the state's appeal. But on Tuesday, Judge Burgess denied the state's emergency request to halt same-sex marriages while the appeal was being heard, opening the door for gays and lesbians across the state to continue with their wedding plans. For Waterman and Sage, the wedding was a long time coming. And for Sage, she says the politics of her marriage was the last thing on her mind Tuesday. She says it was about being able to marry her best friend and partner in the state the couple calls home.
To get married in our home state, we were both born here, you know, this is home. How awesome is that?
Public meetings began this week on the Juneau Access Improvement Project. On the first public hearing in Juneau on Tuesday, locals spoke out nearly 4-1 against transportation officials' effort to extend the capital city's main road north. KTOO's Jeremy Shea has more.
More than 50 people testified on the latest version of a federally required environmental impact statement for the Juneau Access Improvements Project. Mendenhall Valley resident Brandy Gerke summed up many of the opponents' key concerns about the road-building option that transportation officials have favored for years.
Perceived convenience is being prioritized over cost and safety.
Highway construction along the east side of Lynn Canal is estimated to cost $523 million. The new road would end at the Katsahine River, where a new ferry terminal would make short connections to Haines, Skagway, and the road system. The new terminal and ferries are estimated at another $51 million. According to the EIS, the plan would also drive up the State Transportation Department's operations and maintenance costs by about 30% compared to the status quo. On safety, the document projects about 22 crashes per year on the new road and about one traffic death every 6 years, based on statewide data from similar roads. But the safety concern folks repeatedly cited was avalanches. The proposed road crosses 41 avalanche paths.
The fear of the road would probably eliminate a lot of people's actual access out of as well as to Juneau.
That's Larry Spengler, who lives on the avalanche-prone Thane Road.
Do we want our children on their school buses driving up that road to a ferry terminal? I'd much rather put them on the ferry in Auk Bay.
The high risk would be driven down through engineering, explosive avalanche control, and simply closing the road when the avalanche risk is highest, forecast at about 12 days a year. Motorists would still face moderate avalanche risk, though. More than on Thane Road, but less than on the Seward Highway, according to an avalanche risk index in the EIS. Juneau Mayor Merrill Sanford, speaking for himself, ticked off what the upside would be.
To be able to transport 10 times the number of vehicles, provide 5-7 times the number of ferry trips per week, cut travel time in half or more, and cut traveler costs up to 75%.
And he added 3-5 years of construction jobs. Wayne Jensen said it's incumbent on Juneau as a capital city to support the road and improve access for other Alaskans. Enhancing Juneau as the capital city is the mission of the nonprofit Alaska Committee that he chairs. Another common thread in opponents' testimony was skepticism toward cost estimates and traffic projections in the 694-page EIS. A few people even made outright accusations that officials cooked the books. That wasn't exactly what project manager Gary Hogans said he'd be listening for.
Federal Highways and the department will respond to all comments, but the comments that are most helpful to us is constructive. Do we make a mistake? Is there a gap in our information? You know, that sort of thing.
Tim Haw is the Environmental Program Manager for the Alaska Division of the Federal Highway Administration. His agency would pay for much of the capital cost of the project and has the final say in which option is greenlit. He said the selection is based on
a balanced analysis of the transportation need with the environmental impacts, be they social, economic, or natural.
He said building the road best serves the overall public interest while improving transportation. And politics? He said they aren't a factor at this stage.
Politics didn't play into our, won't play into our decision.
The public comments will become part of the Federal Highway Administration's record and may lead to revisions in the final version of the Environmental Impact Statement, which is expected next fall. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.
The meeting in Haines was happening Wednesday evening, and we'll have a report on that on our Thursday evening newscast. Skagway's meeting is scheduled for October 23rd. Public comment on the supplemental EIS is being accepted until November 10th. For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Special thanks to Jeremy Shea for help with this report. Don't forget, you can visit our news section online at khns.org anytime. We also post breaking news and important announcements on our KHNS News Facebook page, so make sure you follow us there. And we're always open to your comments and story ideas, so drop us a line at news@khns.org. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.